This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Co-op Solutions Think Conference here in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, where it's actually gorgeous out. There's not a cloud in the sky out there.
It's beautiful.
Man, a lot of cactus and no clouds. A lot of sun.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's gorgeous out there. So this is actually the time of year to come out before it gets a little toasty.
Exactly.
Later. So yeah.
Sweet spot.
I think we found it.
Yes.
I think we found it. All right. Hey, we are here with Patrice Alexander Lee from Co-op Solutions. Patrice, great to see you again.
Good
it's been about a year since we last saw each other in Chicago.
That's
where it was a little chilly.
It was, yes, quite chilly, actually. Yeah.
So good to see you again. How have things been in the 365 days since we last talked?
Things have been well.
Good.
Busy working on fraud things. So
yeah, that's what I got.
Having a good time.
All right. That's what we like. Yeah, because this is a very important topic here, cybercrime and credit unions, and you're participating in a breakout session called Cybercrime and Credit Unions, Why Having a Multi-Layered Fraud Strategy is Essential to Preserving Member Experience. So, very important.
Absolutely.
So share with us maybe a summary or some highlights from your session that you participated in.
It was a great session. We had a subject matter expert come in.
Oh, good.
Runs a cyber team. He's got some experience as a Secret Service agent.
Ooh.
And so great presentation just talking about a lot of the tactics that fraudsters are using, things that they see, that he sees in monitoring activity. The fraudsters are slick and savvy, using lots of tools, right, to use data, how cheap they will often sell data online in packages, and really broke it down in an interesting way to talk about, you know, things that are organized, maybe kind of down to, you know, kind of maybe a one-off. So it really painted a clear picture of the ways that they're trying to get after, right, exploiting vulnerabilities and how easy it is, and also how hard it is based on some of the ways they can change data to make it hard to catch the activity.
And AI is not making things any easier either, right? So that's another topic.
That's right.
Exactly. We could go down that rabbit hole for hours, for sure. So Co-op talks about a multi-layered approach to fraud prevention. So why is that? Share with me the multi-layered part.
You know, fraud changes, right? If we think about when payments started, folks got a plastic card and they went in person to present their card for payment.
Yeah.
So much has evolved and changed, and so how you approach fraud has to evolve and change along with it.
Right.
A single-threaded approach for the old days when it was a card present transaction just don't work. So you want to layer in additional tools to help you stay on top of the trends.
Okay. Good move. Good move for sure. Yeah, I'm of the mind that you can never have too much of this stuff. Because there's a lot going on out there.
There is a lot.
So what are some of those layers? And are they a combination of tried and true methods and innovation? So
good question. I would say yes. Short answer is yes. Okay. It's a combination of tried and true and innovation. You've got traditional tools in place. And so, for example, you think about fraud rules engines, right? You can use those as the transaction and activities coming through to the client as it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Those will generate fraud alerts. And unfortunately, some of us are familiar with maybe getting a call from your credit union. Maybe you get an email. Maybe you get a text message to say, hey, can you verify, Mike, this is your activity?
Yeah.
And those are some of the traditional things.
Yep.
If we think about innovation, you mentioned AI, and we're seeing a lot of opportunities with that modern technology. So being able to use a model that's predictive in nature to think about and understand all those behavioral patterns is so important. You know, I mentioned back in the old days when cards first came onto the scene.
Yeah.
But there are so many different channels in which cardholders can interact today.
Yeah.
And we're talking about a lot of that here at Think. Digital, wallets, online, you know, just to name a few.
Right.
And so when you've got all these different channels, data coming in, different streams, that's a massive amount of information for humans to try to sift through.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
using technology to understand those patterns is really important.
Right. Right.
We can think about also adaptive authentication, right? So looking at patterns,
okay.
maybe this doesn't look suspicious, but this other scenario looks suspicious for Mike. So maybe we'll do a step up. We didn't want to do it initially, but maybe you get a passcode
mm-hmm.
as an example.
Mm-hmm.
And so layering in those components is really what we're talking
okay.
about for tried and true
yeah.
and innovation. And what's really important as well is how do you integrate those tools so that it's as seamless as possible as the data is moving through to have the opportunity to stop it if it's really suspicious.
Good, good, good. Does behavioral, and this is something that truly blows my mind, but behavioral analytics, does that play a role in this, I would think? So based on, because you just mentioned
absolutely.
Somebody's behavior, you know.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right, I mean, if you just think about, you have, you know, ways that you may use your credit or debit
yeah,
card,
yeah.
which are likely different than the ways that I use my
right.
credit and debit card. And when that activity's coming through, you want to know that your transactions are going to work, and if they're not,
yeah.
they're going to be stopped, and similarly I do. But if we apply just a static set of logic with some of those tools we talked about, you could be impacted negatively if it's, you know, just kind of casting a broad
gotcha.
Net.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you need
yeah.
to understand the nuances to be able to have the impact and be predictive and very targeted.
Yeah, and so obviously we have the technology these days to look at those patterns
right.
and see what's kosher and what's not.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
So good to know. Good to know. Hey, fraud strategy is ultimately about saving money for the cooperative, but it also has a big impact on the member experience and trust. So yeah, so there's that balance there, Patrice. Oh my gosh. So how does co-op help credit unions balance fraud fighting so it mitigates losses but doesn't overstep and ruin the payments experience, which we all know and love these days?
Yeah. You said a key word, Mike, balance.
Yeah.
So we talk about balance of member experience and trust, right? Like I said a minute ago, you want to know that your transactions are going to go through. You want to know that you've got the protections by your credit union, your financial institution, that they have your back.
Yep.
And, you know, risk appetites also vary. Some folks maybe are a little more conservative and want to, you know, kind of pause. Others maybe are a little more open to member experience and not stopping as much activity. And so what's great about co-op is we've got a team of fraud experts who work closely with our credit unions to understand where they sit on that spectrum. And then that allows our team to really be, you can think of it as an extension of the credit union.
Okay.
So what are your goals? How can we help you meet your goals? How can we pull and use different levers
mm-hmm.
that might work for you that yeah. could be different for someone else?
Yep.
And so we talk about innovation, we talk about using tools, but would be remiss if I didn't say the people aspect is also a component. So I like to think of it as people plus tech.
Okay.
You've got human intelligence,
yeah.
right? I mean, the front line of the detection analyst, prevention consultants is a key component.
Mm-hmm.
Married up with that technology component
mm-hmm.
really can get into that sweet spot of saying, how can we tailor to get you what you need? How can we tailor to get the next person what they need? And building those relationships to understand
yeah.
what are you trying to accomplish to meet your member experience
right.
goals and make sure your members are confident that when they pull out their card, it's going to work
right,
and
right.
it's also protected.
Yeah, and if something goes awry, the member wants to talk to a person. I mean,
absolutely.
We can go digital till we're blue in the face.
Right.
But
right.
and at some point, though, you want to have that comforting factor of having a human on the end of the line going, hey, you know what? It's going to be all right. We got you covered.
Absolutely.
That type of thing. So they're very complementary, having that
absolutely.
Having that digital and then having the human, too. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's part of the cooperative spirit, right?
Yeah.
People
yeah.
helping people. So we got to have both. And that's
yeah.
where we see a lot of success.
Yeah. And then at the same time, you mentioned earlier about kind of using the technology, because there's so much fraud out there, it's almost it probably is impossible for a human to keep track of it all and
right.
to be that gatekeeper, if you will. So you've got to have that technology, that
absolutely.
Automation to track it as well. And then the human can jump in. What am I saying? The human. Sounds so strange. But the person can, you know, jump in when there's an anomaly, right? So that's kind of how the process works, right?
That hits it on the head. I mean, if you think about to that point, all the data that's coming in and amassing a team of people that will be able to sift through tons of reporting, tons of log file, and maybe many other sources trying to find a needle in a haystack,
mm-hmm.
right? And when we think about some of the bad actors, they're using technology. So to keep up,
yeah.
right, we have to evolve. And there can be some concerns about, well, how is it being used? And we're very thoughtful about
mm-hmm.
that. But using that to help equip the team
yeah.
to automate and get that streamline and those efficiencies in place is really, really key to.
Yeah, the fraudsters, they're not using hammers and chisels anymore.
They are not.
They're using the latest and greatest.
That's right.
For sure. So it has to be known that if we're using the latest and greatest technology, they're using the latest and greatest technology as well. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Using it for good.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, we'll keep fighting the good fight, Patrice, all right?
Yeah.
Anything else to add on this? I mean, we could be here for another 2 hours. I know.
It's easy to geek out on fraud.
Isn't it?
So,
your job must be scary fun.
That's a great way to think about it.
Detective and protect people at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really fortunate to have a great team of fraud operations folks that I get to work with from a product perspective, as well as some technology folks who are really sharp. And so kind of bringing that integrated team together to talk about use cases. Mm-hmm. What are you seeing?
Yeah.
How do we, apply the technology to the use cases has been a great ride.
Yeah, and then to see what's coming on the horizon, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Exactly.
Kudos
always something
to you,
to do.
Man. Many, many thanks for the work that you guys do. So, yeah, again,
absolutely.
You can never have too much of this stuff. So, yeah,
absolutely.
Good stuff. All right, Patrice, well, I'm going to let you get back at
it.
Thank you so much for your time
and
your expertise, as always. Always enjoy chatting with you.
Likewise.
And, look forward. Let's do it more frequently than 365 days. How about that?
I'm good.
All right.
Absolutely.
Let's do that. All right.
Okay,
Patrice Alexander Lee from Co-op Solutions, everybody. Fighting the good fight out there, keeping those fraudsters at bay. Well
thanks,
done.
Mike.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.